This is a Rant Entertainment Media special presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome to Star Wars, a retrospective to a galaxy far, far away. I am your host, Phil Ray, along with my buddy, my pal.
Lou Rodriguez.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right, man. Pretty good.
Sir, you had a birthday recently.
Yesterday, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I didn't get to see you for your birthday. However, we did get a gift for you.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, man. It's a box of Star Wars trivia.
Wow, this is... I got so much Star Wars stuff.
Did you?
My cousins got me Star Wars stuff. My friends got me Star Wars stuff. I got at least three different shirts, a hoodie, pretty good stuff. And I'm about to get my Star Wars tattoo.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So in pre-production, I'm complaining to Lou about my life, like he gives a shit. And then he tells me, I said, well, how's your life doing? It's pretty much what we do like on a podcast too. Like, you know, we go around the room like, how are you? How's your week? How's your life? And he says, I'm getting a Star Wars tattoo. And I'm like, that's pretty dope. So he shows me what he's getting, which is even more dope, and it's kind of special. Like, I'd never seen it like that before.
Yeah, somebody made it themselves. It's the actual Rebel Alliance insignia embedded into the Jedi Alliance insignia.
Right.
So it's funny, too. I was telling you when I showed my mom that, she was like, I thought you were going to get some, like, Chewbacca or something like that.
All right. So... we're winding down the retrospective, sort of. It's now episode number 6.
That's it. We made it to 6.
Return of the Jedi.
The final original trilogy?
The original trilogy finale. We're about less than 30 days away from episode 7.
Goosebumps when you just said that.
Yeah.
Just got me.
like we had the countdown on the phone and people posting on social media. And we're getting a nice following in terms of downloads on a rant. It's a nice feedback there. I want to thank everybody for downloading and listening to us babble, two old dudes babble about Star Wars, which is pretty amazing.
It really is. It's cool.
It's nice that it's still relevant. It's nice that we could talk about it in that light. And I think it's cool that we now educate the younger audience. I think it's time to take a step back. And I don't want to get into politics and religion because you go on social media every day and you just see crap.
Yeah.
Like there's so much pain and agony going on in the world and there's so much crap going on that I want to take a step back being the holiday season now and I want to like just reflect and be like, you know what? When I was a kid, when we were kids and time was a bit better, this was on the forefront. And you mentioned the video game Battlefront. You said you got it early. Talk about it for a minute.
Amazing, amazing. The graphics, first of all, is sick. But as far as sound, you feel like you're just thrown right in the middle of a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
I played Endor, and I swear to God, it's like freaking – like I was playing the jungles of Vietnam.
Well, that's what I call Staten Island, Endor. If whoever doesn't live in New York or the Northeast, Staten Island is the outer borough of the five boroughs of New York City. It's nicknamed the Borough of Parks.
Yeah.
They're not lying.
It is. It's lots of trees.
Lots of trees. So my wife's friends bought a co-op or whatever the hell it was. And we go up to, like, they're on, like, the 15th floor. And the husband brings me out on the balcony. I'm like, and all I see is just trees from this view of the borough and, like, towards the water and towards Manhattan. And I'm like, it's Endor. And he goes, what? I'm like, it's Endor. There's fucking Ewoks in your backyard. And he starts laughing. He goes, oh, that's, I get it. I get it. So at least he got it.
One of the coolest things about the game is they got dog fighting in there. X-Wing and TIE Fighter dog fighting. When I start getting good at it, I can't wait. That's going to be my favorite.
As an exercise or just as a free play?
Going against each other. It's 20 on 20 battles. That's like fucking amazing, man. 20 That's on 20. Great. 40 people play at once.
And the online is insane, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, that is the main focus of the gameplay, is definitely online. There's missions that you can do. I haven't messed with that. Actually, me and my friend are going to do it tonight because they have co-op missions. They got split screen and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to try that out tonight. But
yeah.
The meat and potatoes is the actual online. I think that's what the really going nice. For that battle.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, it's definitely good stuff.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. We last left off our heroes in dismay. Luke lost his battle with Vader.
In his hand.
In his hand. The galaxy is in disarray. The Empire is in the forefront of, I guess, I don't want to say like running stuff, but they have an upper hand now in the balance.
I would think that would be right, though. They're running stuff because they are basically the government.
Yeah. But now and it's exposed now. It's like it's the entire galaxy is aware of the nonsense. And they're a couple of years into it now. So it's like, oh, you know, who's going to save us? What's going to happen now? You know, that kind of thing. Well, the Jedi returns as a Jedi. Return of the Jedi holds a little weight with me because it was the first, like, big outing in terms of Star Wars movies. I mean, yeah. I saw Empire in the theater, but Jedi, you and I are the same age, so Jedi came out May of, I want to say, Memorial Day weekend, 83.
And remember, we had been left off with that freaking amazing cliffhanger from Empire.
Right.
So we didn't have internet like that.
We didn't have internet. We had trading cards and the newspaper
and
TV guide. People don't remember. Back in the day, before you had scrolling TV guides on your TV, we actually had books that tell us what was on. They would have great articles, People Magazine, stuff like that.
I remember the first article they saw on the newspaper was the poster for Revenge of the Jedi, the original title.
The original title.
I actually remember seeing it. I wish I would have saved it.
Yeah.
It was a little cutout thing.
It was probably in a newspaper, right?
It was in a newspaper. Yeah, it was like Staten Island Advance kind of thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that was just like the announcement saying that it's coming soon.
Right, because you know the backstory to that was they changed the name. Mm-hmm. They had a whole bunch of publicity.
For Revenge
of the Jedi. And then they...
It was Jedis Don't Take Revenge, because that wouldn't be right.
Right.
That's why he changed it.
And it wasn't like a PC thing. It was kind of like what Jedis are. You know, they're not vengeful people.
Exactly.
So they changed it. And if you have a poster... Or clipping, you may be in
some money.
You may be into some money.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you were saying the media back then was going nuts for Return of the Jedi. It was just,
right.
It was like you said. Now we're more aware too. We're a little bit older, so we're more aware about what's going on.
Yeah.
And I remember the lines too. Waiting on those freaking lines to get into the movie theater because back then we didn't have the multiplexes where you had 10 theaters in one theater. You had one theater. With one movie screen. That was it.
Right. Anyway, so it was a big thing. It was a big deal. Yeah. Like, families went, and, like, my entire family went. Mm-hmm. Like, they were, like, 20 or 5 or 30 of us deep. Aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. Like, we took the Midway Theater over in Queens. Midway Theater is behind... It's on Queens Boulevard, and it's a Tabernacle Church now. And it was next to the old St. John's Hospital for my New Yorkers out there. Down the block from McDowell's, if you're a Coming to America fan. down the block from the Elks Lodge, if you're an ECW fan. It was right on Queens Boulevard. Right? Yeah.
Actually, where I saw it was the new UA Highland Cinema.
Uh-huh.
That used to be Fox Plaza.
Fox Plaza.
Yeah.
Because you're a native Staten Islander,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've been here for
your whole life. Right. From the Jump Street. So, yeah, it came out in May of 83. They re-released it in 97, March of 97, a special edition.
I got to see it twice because the next summer – they released it again in the movie theater.
They did, 84.
And back, yeah, and back in those days, you didn't have, movies didn't go right to VHS or whatever.
No, they
right
no.
Off the, right off the bat. No. They would replay it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
It did really good.
And my Uncle Stanley had a Laserdisc. So I remember seeing this on Laserdisc like in 85.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, it took a couple of years before
you right, finally right.
got to see it on
them. But yeah, this was a big deal. Like merch too.
Oh, forget it.
Like merch was off the chain. I remember the underoos. I had Luke Skywalker, you know, X-Wing fighter underoos.
I had the Yoda one.
You had the Yoda one? Yeah. I got a Yoda action figure, which was pretty, I wish I still had it. And I got a couple of action figures from Jedi.
We'll get, Jedi had a lot of toys, yeah.
Jedi had a fun, you
Jabba's
know,
palace,
Jabba's palace. I didn't get any, I had, my friend had Dagobah systems, we played with, you know, he used my Yoda and I used his Dagobah and, you know, shit like that. You know, and I told you Dagobah had like the foam as quicksand. Luke's Jedi outfit was cool, the black, the figure black, was pretty yeah. cool, yeah. I got, Lando had, at that point, Lando was, had the Millennium Falcon until they say he was Captain Solo. The guy that was with him, General Akbar.
Yes.
I had that
figure. Admiral Akbar, yeah.
Admiral Akbar, I'm sorry. I got his figure that year, too. We'll get into all that stuff. So
you didn't go to officer school to be called a general.
That's right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. All the main players come back. This is set 4 years after Jedi, after Empire.
Okay.
The movie set. So let's. I'll read the crawl like I always do. Luke Skywalker has returned to his home planet of Tatooine in an attempt to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of the vile gangster Jabba the Hutt. Little does Luke know that the Galactic Empire has secretly begun construction on a new armored space station, even more powerful than the first dreaded Death Star. When completed, this ultimate weapon will spell certain doom for the small hand of rebels struggling to restore freedom to the galaxy.
Quick backstory. George Lucas actually wanted the Death Star only for Return of the Jedi, but he was forced to put the Death Star in the first movie. So that's why they wound up with two Death Stars. Like they didn't try something different.
Right. Right. Yeah. Visually, too, Jedi was fun to watch. Like, I thought visually they, at this point, Lucas had a grasp on everything, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, visually for its time, 83 was good to look at. Yeah. Like, especially the first couple of scenes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I you know.
That. That's one of my favorites.
When they dock, you yeah, want to get right. So, anything else pertinent to the release of the movie? I remember just the trading cards, I talked about the toys.
Get the budget and how much it grossed.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
So the numbers guy.
You're right. The budget was $35 to $42 million. They went over again. Mm-hmm. But again, this was a, now he's playing with house money. Yeah. And it made $572 million.
Nice. And that's not even inflation money.
No.
I think if you do
that's gross.
Yeah.
That's international.
If you inflate it now, it comes out to more than like something.
I forgot fucking insane. Actual, yeah.
It's billions.
It's insane. Yeah, it's like George Steinbrenner. I'll make a quick baseball reference. He bought the New York Yankees for like $10 million.
Wow.
In like 1979 or whatever the hell it was.
Holy shit.
Well, his part of the investment was $10 million. And now, two generations of Steinbrenners later...
$10 million is nothing.
Well, they're worth over $1 billion.
Exactly.
So, you know.
It was also directed by Richard Marquardt, who this was his first big movie to do. He did a lot of little stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently him and George Lucas did not get along.
So what was... this, I mean, what, Richard Marquardt... was like, well, let's get a little backstory on him. English dude, obviously. He did a lot of shit for BBC. He collaborated with James Cameron, not to be confused with the regular director, the British James Cameron. He did a television movie called The Birth of the Beatles. He's also slated to direct. To date, is the only Star Wars director outside of the United States until Garth Edwards, who's doing the Rogue One thing you mentioned a couple episodes ago. So he's the only non-American to direct, apparently.
And he's also the only director who really never did anything else. Because he literally has a...
He also died of a stroke in 87. It's all right. He was 49 years old. His last film, Hearts of Fire, starred Bob Dylan. And was released posthumously. That's pretty much it. He did Jagged Edge. Remember that movie from the 80s. And Hearts of Fire. Eye of the Needle. And nothing really else.
And it seems like it screams out, this guy should direct Star Wars. That's
well, he had some... Really, I mean, yeah. I think Lucas was... I mean, we talk about how trendsetting Lucas was. But I think he understood the logistics of getting certain guys to do certain things. I know a lot of guys, a lot of movie companies have big budgets. They like just to grab people for the sake of grabbing people. I don't know if that was – I don't think it was ever Lucas's M.O. because I think he wanted to see his vision through. And even though he didn't get along with these guys, they always told – they told the story.
But see, that's what I mean. I think Irvin Kershner was such a high director. And then I think he just really hit low bottom.
So, in other words, you're saying Lucas had high standards for anybody following Kershner, or
yeah, that was just after Kershner,
it makes sense.
He's got this guy who's he picked him up off the farm. I also felt like I was really harsher now that we've watched and analyzed this from the beginning. From
episode more critical,
one.
You mean?
Yeah, more critical. I was more harsh on the critical terms. I just noticed things directing wise, and it just used to be one of my favorites.
But you're a film guy, so you caught a lot of things that I wouldn't catch, or your boys wouldn't catch, or your family wouldn't catch, because you're looking for the same thing when you and I could watch a baseball game, and I'm looking at four different other things. You're just looking at the fucking uniforms or the chicks sitting in front of you with the hot ass, which is fine.
It's true. Yeah. No.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
But you and my buddy Scott and a couple other guys, you opened me up to a couple of things. So now I'm looking for things, and visually, I look, the more you watch it, and you're right, I think we're more cynical and we're more critical because we're old. And now we have an idea of where everything was, the origin of the shit and all that other stuff.
And I think, like I said, it was the fact that we actually picked apart these from the beginning, from episode one and on.
Yep.
So now it's the final one. Now it's I'm judging it against the other five movies now.
Yeah.
And I've always watched Return of the Jedi kind of on its own.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, it wasn't as great as I remembered. It definitely lost a spot on my list, I'd say.
One more piece of Phil's regretting his childhood stuff that he doesn't have anymore. Burger King put out the set of glasses.
Glasses, yes.
Okay.
They were awesome.
Yes, they were awesome, Lou. They were very awesome.
Painted glasses, right?
And I had every single one. Matter of fact, not only did I have every single one, but I had at least two or three extra at Grandma's house when I went there to hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Which depresses me.
They were nice.
One day when money and responsibility are on my side, I'll actually go. Maybe I'll purchase those glasses again to have them in my collection.
I could say, though, I still have the Phantom Menace Taco Bell. Glass. There were cups. They had the giant heads that you put on top of them.
Oh, dope.
I got all of them. I
still have my clamshell VHS cassette from Toys R Us is running a promotion. I don't know if you remember this, for Phantom Menace.
Okay.
I should have mentioned this in Phantom Menace. I don't think I did. If you pre-ordered it, you got a clamshell limited edition case for your tape, for your VHS tape.
I had the regular.
So yeah, cover. So you pay for the case and you got a certificate, a receipt, and then you go back and get your video when it comes out. Oh, and that's what you got. So
that's cool.
I have that somewhere. When I pull it out, I'll show it to you. All right. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Right?
All right. Start us off. What do
we start off with Lord Vader's arrival to the new Death Star.
Right.
He's got some news, and this sets up the story of what's Return of the Jedi is basically about.
Right. So they're on the docking bay of the uncompleted Death Star.
Yep.
First thing I noticed, again, was the Imperial Guards, the red guys.
Yes, Crimson Guards.
The Crimson Guards. Fattest, awesomest, one of my favorite action figures of all time.
I love them.
That and the Gamorrean Guard from Jabba's Palace. We'll get into that in a little while. He's Gamorrean, right?
Yeah, Gamorrean.
Okay. He's greeted by this guy called Moff. But demands construction be put back on schedule in order to complete Death Star. The other guy argues. They you know, double your efforts.
Moff is actually their ranking.
The ranking, right.
Like Moff Tarkin from Moff.
Right. That's like the Moff is like the general lieutenant.
Probably like a general, yeah, probably like that.
Right. So the Emperor's coming. No bullshit. Let's double up the work. Let's get the stuff going. Let's get the process going.
That's the first
clip of the show. Okay. So, and I thank Lou for his due diligence on that because I think it's cool that we can do that with the play the clips and stuff. So here we are. This is the uncompleted Death Star scene when the
Vader's arrival.
Vader's arrival. So, and get the volume up there. Again, just a badass fight.
He knows how to make an entrance.
Yeah.
Vader, this is an unexpected pleasure. We're honored by your presence.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
I assure you, Lord Vader, my men are working as fast as they can.
Perhaps I can find new ways to move
them. I tell you, this station will be operational as planned.
The Emperor does not share your optimistic appraisal of the situation.
But he asks the impossible. I need more men.
Then perhaps you can tell him he arrives.
The Emperor's coming here?
That is correct, Commander. And he is most displeased with your apparent lack of progress.
That's right.
We shall allow efforts.
I hope so, Commander, for
your sake.
Sorry.
The Emperor is not as forgiving as I am.
So let's talk about the Emperor. This is the first arrival we're going to see of the Emperor. Now, we didn't talk really about him in Empire.
Right, because he's really just, he was like a hologram at this point, right?
No, but what's funny I didn't realize was that the original, before they changed it and they made it Ian McDiarmid, because they for the special edition, they put Ian McDiarmid, who played Palpatine in in the original trilogy, and in Return of the Jedi.
Right.
But it was originally an old woman, and they used chimpanzee eyes.
What the? Really?
Yeah, I want to look for it now because I want to see, because I remember his eyes always looked weird.
Yeah,
and then it was Clive Revell did the voice,
right?
But it was an old woman with freaking, and then they superimposed chimpanzee
eyes. Chimpanzee eyes.
Yeah, man.
Who had that genius idea?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Jesus Christ, that's disturbing, dude. I didn't even know that.
I want to look it up now and see. I remember as a kid, I always remember I was always like, he looks weird.
That's disturbing. Dude. Anyway. All right. So we go back to now we shoot over to Tatooine.
Jabba's Palace.
Lou and I spoke in length at least one or two episodes about the books, the Expanded Universe books. I think we even spoke about it last episode too, Jabba's Palace and Tales from Jabba the Hutt. And again, Jabba the Hutt is he's like the John Gotti of the Outer Realm. He's like the John Gotti of the galaxy. He's the gangster. Anything illegal, anything that's not up to par and behind the Empire's back even, it goes to Jabba the Hutt. However, because of where he is, nobody ever bothers with him because it's so far away from all the shit that's going on politically that he has free reign. And that was even a case when the prequels came out, because it was like, even though Jabba was 100 pounds less, he's younger, a lot of stuff was going on.
The slavery and still going on.
Yeah.
Over there. Yeah, their laws weren't the same.
No, not at all. And this was a norm. And apparently, it's prominent now. Now you see the inner workings of the Hutt and his whole crew. 3PO and R2 are sent to Jabba by Luke Skywalker, letting him know that, hey, listen, please let my friends go. Let's make a deal and, you know, all this other nonsense. Do we have that or?
No. I got it up to where Han comes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
do you want to play that or no?
Nah. We can just talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well.
The Gamorrean Guard.
The Gamorrean Guard, yeah. There's
awesome.
So many cool stuff.
Yeah, the Gamorrean Guard is, for anybody who's never seen it, again, if you haven't seen these movies, don't push stop now. Delete it. Delete all our episodes. No, I'm joking. Don't delete them. But really, watch. like Lou said, cool, very cool aliens in this movie. Gamorrean God was like a how do you
like a boar?
A boar meets a toad, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
With a helmet on, like battle gear, you know, he's like, like an armored toad, right?
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, but cool as shit on an action figure.
They were badass.
You know, listen, I'm partial to Empire. I love this; my favorite movie of all time. But Jedi had some great toys, man.
Yes, because there were so many aliens too. Because it was almost like Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yeah,
and so we show. What we're talking about? The droids come in there and they say that R2 has a holographic.
Sensor. Same thing with the, when they were looking for Ben. Same thing.
Yes, and he basically offers the two droids to Jabba in return
for Captain Solo and Princess Leia.
And of course, C-3PO is unaware of all this, so he's pissed off.
Right? He's he's like, "What do you mean you put him up?" You know. So, that happens.
Then we go into the musical number.
Oh, yeah, the Max Rebo Band.
Yeah.
Headlined by my homegirl, Sice Noodles.
Sice Noodles, remember that? Now, that was the one I remember. That's the one I like. That's what I was talking about when I said original songs.
Yeah.
Then they changed it to this Joe Cocker dot guy.
Yeah. No, I have to pull up. I have the original. I just don't.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant on the text message.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if they did it in special edition is when they changed it. 97? It was 97 version, right? That's when they changed it. And I mean, at least Sice Noodles was a little bit more animated now with the CGI, because before all she did was stand up there and like her leg would move up like the puppet.
Yeah. And they had like this Dr. Teeth Muppet looking dude.
Yes.
Joe Cocky says, "That's pretty funny, Den." All right, yeah, I'll deal with that. That's fine. The band. Talk about the. Okay, sorry,
so,
go ahead.
So while the band is singing, Ula, the dancer, the Twi'lek dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She is actually reshot her scenes, and that's the same girl. She looks freaking great.
Yeah.
In 97 compared to 83, it's the same girl.
It's the same girl.
Yeah.
Can we play a little bit of the size
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. Thank you. Oh, hold on. What female Greedo in there, too? It's pretty dope.
Yeah, they added that one in the special. She wasn't in the original.
Hold on, I'm going way ahead.
There he is. That's Joe Cocker.
Yeah. That's Joe Cocker.
Look at the hand movement.
Yeah. Lou's dancing. That's awesome. There's Boba Fett walking right past him. I care less about this music. Joe Cocker. Every time I see a scene about Joe Cocker, what would you do? And Max Rebo was the blue guy, right?
Blue guy, yeah.
Yeah. He's like the... Uh-oh, yeah.
It's like Ringo Starr in the All-Stars.
No. Max Rebo would be like the... Who's the guy on Letterman? The ballhead guy.
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. He's like the Paul Schaefer of the band. All right, so you talk about the chick. I'm sorry. The dancer. Ula.
Yeah, so...
Same chick?
One of the guys that was doing the special effects on the 97 edition...
Yeah.
Is her sister. Is her brother, I mean.
Really?
And he called her up, and she said she was in even better shape than she was when they first filmed this.
Yeah.
And they refilmed her scenes.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, so so now they're dancing.
She tries to kill Jabba.
She tries to kill Jabba, but that's not going to happen. Drops him right into the pit. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, some kind of giant monster is in the pit.
Yeah. Now, what you see also is a guard of some sort.
Bosh? How do you say that? Because you don't say Bush. B-O-U-S-H.
B-O-U-S-H. Yeah, Bosh.
Bosh. Okay, I see.
So there's Bosh, who's got Chewbacca in cuffs.
Yeah.
Right? And pulls out like a mechanism.
Thermal detonator.
A thermal detonator, yeah. And Jabba's like, yeah, all right, whatever. Like, cut the shit. You know, like, you're not going to blow me up. I'm John Gotti, you know? I'm Jabba the Hutt, you know? So, let's see. Let's see, 19.
So yeah, so she actually is. It's
wanted to be Princess Leia.
What?
Right.
Wanted to be Princess Leia. Yeah. Right. And she takes the Han out of the carbonite when everybody's sleeping.
When everybody's sleeping, she sneaks back in, and now she's letting the plate drops, which I don't understand. Like, this thing makes a lot of noise, and nobody hears it until the end.
Exactly.
You know. So she's letting him go, and then hold on, I'm trying to get it up there. Let's play this out. So now she backs up. She drops the carbonite, which was hanging up, and melts him out. You know, and that's cool effect too for the time.
Yeah.
They really didn't do much to the scene in terms of the special edition.
They didn't.
You know, so that he, you know, of course he gets melted. Hold on, let's get it out of here. I'm sorry. Put the volume up. Like, he gets out, but because he's been in that state for so long, he's been there for what, 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
He's blind. He can't see.
You have to relax for a moment.
Creepy.
You're free of the carbonite. You have hibernation sickness.
I can't see.
Your eyesight will return in time.
Where am I?
Jabba's palace.
Who are you?
Someone who loves you.
Leia.
I gotta get you out of here.
What's that?
Really?
I know that laugh.
Hey, Jabba. Look, Jabba. I was just on my way to pay you back, and I got a little sidetracked. It's not my fault.
Kabuk, you need Solo. Taking Sarika Bahmagla, Miskachata.
I love how everybody speaks hot, too. Salacious Crumb is a little...
Salacious Crumb is awesome.
Look. Jabba, I'll pay you a trip. You're throwing away a fortune here. Don't be a fool.
The one guard looking like Luke Gossett Jr.
I was going to say, like...
Right?
I was going to say, like Booker T. Look.
Like Booker T, yeah. All wrestling fans.
We have powerful friends. You're going to regret this.
I can't bear to watch.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, so they get locked up in the cage.
And Chewie's in there.
Chewie's in there with him. You know, which is cool. He gets to reunite with his boy. But now, of course, Han can't see because he's got hibernation syndrome, which... I don't even know if that's a real thing. Probably.
Yeah.
Pretty funny, though.
Yeah, like how many people go into hibernation, you know?
Yeah.
Humans.
Yeah, only, yeah.
So, yeah, so Chewie's explaining to him that Luke is coming. He's got a plan.
Yeah. And...
Han don't believe him.
Cause Han's like...
He's over his head.
He's over his... Yeah. I love how Solo not only speaks Wookiee, but he speaks Hutt. I mean, he's very well-versed.
Yes.
For somebody who's not a droid. You know, which is cool. Let's see. Hold on a second. All right. So now, here's the deal. We're about 23 minutes into the movie.
Slave Leia.
Yeah. Want to talk about Slave Leia for a second?
Yeah.
Now, there's a controversy going on.
I heard about that.
They're pulling toys off the shelf, and they're pulling books and magazines, and it just pisses me off.
Yeah. Because some father, her daughter, his daughter asked her, why is she in a slave costume? Why
how does she even know it's a slave? How does she know it's a slave costume?
She said it was, why does he have a chain around his neck? Something like that.
Yeah, I did. Neck.
You see, notice the bulb or whatever?
Yeah. that's in the new, this is the new edition. But at this point, you know, Skywalker makes his way in, and now he's stopped by, well, he just... Listen, him so cool. He just uses his Jedi mind trick past the Gamorrean guards who are just Battletoads. And now he's making his way towards the the main corridor of the palace, and he's met by one of my other favorite action figures of all time, Bib Fortuna.
Fortuna.
And Bib, if you haven't seen the movie once again, he looks like David Bowie with a giant. If David Bowie and whoever's a Sega Genesis fan, if David Bowie and Earthworm Jim
nice.
Had a baby, wow. It would be Bib Fortuna.
That's
right?
A good reference.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool, detailed, kick-ass action figure.
He's a Twi'lek.
Right.
And Jabba's right hand.
He's like the
advisor or something.
Yeah, in the Mafia, he would be a consigliere.
There you go, yeah.
He's Jabba's consigliere. All right? So I'm sorry I make a lot of Mafia references, but if you read that book, it's pretty dope. So let's go right to Lou's other clip here, which is Bib now. Right, running right up to Skywalker. He knows Skywalker's there, so.
Skywalker, Jabba Mabatabatu.
I must speak with Jabba.
Little seat. Jabba no chusen di honkabi, no bakan.
You will take me to Jabba now.
Eto talk with Jabba now.
Of course.
You serve your master well. And you will be rewarded.
At last, Master Luke's come to rescue me.
Master. Never no pace Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight.
The Master Wong Rikachunke.
Yeah, now
it's allowed to speak.
I'm sorry, I'm going to pause this real quick. For those who've seen the regular edition and the special edition, the original edition had subtitles for Jabba. This doesn't.
I didn't ever notice that.
Right.
Wow. That's good.
We've seen the movie 4,000 times.
Yeah, yeah.
He basically just told Bib, why would you let him in here? Like, he's Jedi mind tricking you.
Yeah.
Right. That's what he just told him. And
he says, you have a weak mind.
You have a weak mind, yeah. Right. So if you guys are watching it on Blu-ray,
that's cool. I didn't realize that. But it's like you said, we saw it so many times.
Right.
I already know what he's saying.
If you're watching it on Blu-ray, you'll get like, what is he saying? Now we're telling what he says.
Because we too speak.
Because we too speak. We speak hot.
You will bring Captain Solo and the Wookiee to me.
He's like, well, haha. Those Jedi mind tricks don't work on me.
Yeah.
Rebel scum.
Nevertheless, I'm taking Captain Solo and his friends. You can either profit by this or be destroyed.
He's kind of badass.
It's your choice, but I warn you not to underestimate my power.
Yeah.
I'm gonna warn you, little kid.
Master Luke, you're standing on.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, so Luke gets sent down to the pit like Ula did. Luke gets sent to the pit, which is... We'll talk about the pit one second, but what a key important part is right after he gets dumped into the pit, Leia gets tugged on the chain and gets approached by a guard who's dressed. You know, it's Lando Calrissian dressed as a guard. So now she sees it's Lando. Now she sees the bigger picture.
Yeah, they got the whole place scoped out.
They got the whole place. So now maybe her mind's at ease. I don't know. But. Go ahead.
So, yeah, we go to the Rancor Pit.
The Rancor Pit, right.
Rancor. The
another cool toy, by the way,
yeah.
If you had it.
Oh, yeah, big. Huge toy. It was an actual puppet. You remember the making of it?
Yes.
When they had the guy with the puppet?
I most certainly did. So, the Rancor was Jabba's pet, who lived in this, you know, below him.
Yeah.
And it was a cool toy if you had it.
Yeah.
It's pretty big, too.
Yeah, really.
But the Rancor would be like, you know, whoever Jabba didn't like, he fed him to the Rancor.
Yeah.
Of course, Luke fights the Rancor off. The Rancor had a keeper, had a friend.
Malakil,
yeah. So, of course, he gets upset after Luke disposes of the Rancor, which is unheard of.
He's crying.
He's crying, yeah. It's his boy.
A comedy song.
It's his boy, you know. It's his boy. He can't, you know. Yeah, the keeper. What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Malakil.
He looked like, I don't know if you guys ever saw the Escape from New York movie. He looks like an extra in that movie.
Yeah,
like Snake Plissken. Somebody Snake Plissken was hanging out with in the subway. Anyway, yeah. So now we move to
the skiff.
The skiff. Yeah.
Yeah. They take him to the skiff.
They
said since the Rancor didn't finish him off, they're gonna drop him and his friends into the Sarlacc.
Into the Sarlacc. Now the Sarlacc is what most women are called. succubuses. No, joking aside. Let's talk about the barge first in the skiff, which is like, I guess it's like a floating boat. It's almost like a luxury boat.
Yeah.
Because they got music on there. There's R2 serving drinks yeah. Right? There's bounty hunters on there. There's everything. And, you know.
They're coming to see the show.
They're executing the crew. They're trying to anyway. And again, the Sarlacc pit, pretty cool scene. The Sarlacc is like this. I guess it's a creature. I guess it's a.
It basically, looks like a hole in the ground.
It's a hole in the ground with teeth and tongues. Yeah.
They added more stuff in a special edition.
They did, and I'm just like,
yeah, it's kind of like the little. I don't know, that Audrey 2 looking thing.
Yeah.
That comes out of it. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, again, so they have the barge, and then they put them on this, then they put the prisoners on this other little, you know,
the skiff.
Again, they still don't know that Lando's in there.
Yep. R2's making his way to the top.
Because R2 is the catalyst of the attack.
Yeah.
He's holding the lightsaber.
Yeah. It's an awesome scene. Man.
Right.
Awesome scene.
So on Luke's cue, R2 shoots him over to the lightsaber over to Luke Skywalker and hence the battle begins.
And just a great battle.
A great battle. They fight all the guards off. Lando reveals himself, obviously, helps the cause.
Leia chokes out
Jabba. Leia chokes out Jabba, kills him, which is a point that my friend brought up on Facebook. He's like, oh, she saved, you know, she got herself out of the chains. Why are you going to take him off the shelves? I was like, oh. My friend's all pissed off.
I agree with him.
Yeah, I do too. I'm so don't roll the PC shit. But that's,
yeah, it's, people get just
it's just ridiculous. Now. I'm sure they'll find something wrong with this fucking movie that's coming out too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, my only regret is the saddest part of the movie. Is when Boba Fett gets derailed
in a really really shitty way.
Yeah,
everybody hates that.
Let's talk about that for a second.
All right.
So my boy jumps in on the attack because I mean he got his money. He's all he's good, but now he's just hanging out waiting for the next thing. But now he's part of this whole thing, and
we finally get to see him use the jetpack.
He uses the jetpack, but it gets backfired on him. He gets
Han's blind and he's right. Swinging around.
He randomly gets him and really a blind. He gets all the badass shit that he's done since the Clone Wars. That's how they kill him off. Like it's more discouraging after you see the prequel movies.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with him dying as a kid, and when I appreciated him more as a teenager, and I loved him as an adult, I really didn't get really miserable about it until I bought the box set. Two years ago, all the movies. And I paused it, got up from the couch, and just was annoyed at myself.
Initially, too, George Lucas was oblivious to the fact that Boba Fett was such a huge character. And he wouldn't have killed him off that way if he knew that. And supposedly, in the special edition, they were actually going to film a scene where you see Boba Fett crawling out of the Sarlacc pit.
Okay, I didn't know
but
that.
But he decided to change it. He said it would just mess up the story.
Right. So they kill him.
Distraction.
Right. Did they kill him off?
Well, technically, everybody, you know, in the expanded universe, they said that he survived.
Right.
He was living in the Sarlacc pit.
Now, Lando almost gets jacked up.
Yeah.
They had to save him because he was about to get eaten up. And apparently, the Sarlacc doesn't eat you right away. Yeah. Like, you digested him for a couple of years.
Years. 75 years?
Yeah.
Like takes, or 100 years?
Oh, man. Like he must have a terrible diet, you know? But either way. But the best was even Princess Leia getting involved in the battle, and she's all slutty out, you know?
Oh, yeah. She was hot.
She was fucking hot. She was so hot in this movie.
We're going to bring up later, but actually pretty soon. She had a huge cocaine habit. There's a great, she did a great stand-up thing where she talks about her Star Wars stories and, you know, her life. She was married to Paul Simon.
Yeah, I remember that. They had like a domestic feud. Like, yeah, they used to beat each other up.
Yeah, yeah.
That I remember. Okay.
And yeah, she was. She had a big narcotic problem.
Well, everybody did in the 80s.
Yeah, this is true, too.
Yeah.
So this is, I think we're setting up.
We're setting up the 40-minute mark here.
Yeah, so they blow up the Jabba's palace.
They blow up Jabba's palace. Now Luke has to return. Luke has to return back to Dagobah to finish his training.
Which what was he doing for the last 4 years?
Yeah, like what are you? Were you mad you lost your hand? I get it. But like, really?
I always wondered about that. Like, they didn't even explain, like, did he go back and get his training? And then maybe he had to leave just to pick up because the Han, get Han, and then go back? Or
it took 4 years to plan that.
Yeah.
A little discouraging.
Yeah.
little discouraging, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So now he goes back, and I love the fact that he's got the Jedi garb in 4 years. Didn't go back to the training, but he bought the costume. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I guess you when you buy a policeman's costume for Halloween, you walk around as a cop. Like, you're not a cop.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a Jedi. Like, I mean, he's got the criteria. He's got some of the power, but he's not really a Jedi yet. He hasn't done anything significant to prove himself.
Did they say that in Empire that he had to defeat Vader in order to become a Jedi?
Well, they kind of sort of knew that he wasn't going to.
Yeah.
Like, they had the premonition of him being the guy, because apparently Vader was supposed to be the guy. He was supposed to be the balance. So that didn't happen, obviously. But it was pretty apparent that he was unprepared. Pretty apparent that he didn't went into it over his head, like we mentioned in the last installment of the podcast. Now, you know, you're going back. Like, you should have went back, like, immediately.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, a couple months after your rehab.
Yeah.
Go into physical therapy. Take care of your hand. Get the robot hand. Learn how to use it. Get laid, maybe, you know, put some pounds on, do some exercises, get some, build some muscle mass. I mean, it sounds funny, but if I was a Jedi, a defeated half Jedi, I should say, if I was a defeated half Jedi, Lou, I would definitely go back to square one.
Some Rocky IV type training montage.
Do it.
Go back to Hoth.
Yeah. Whatever he hits, he destroys. Like that kind of shit, you know? All right. So this is where we are now in the movie. Luke goes back. After 4 years.
And you know, background on this, he actually only added this scene because some people didn't believe Vader was his father. They thought that he was lying to him.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
So George Lucas said, all right, I'm going to add the scene with Yoda where Yoda confirms to him that, yes, he is your father. So everybody gets like, shut up about it.
Bunch of cynical assholes, huh?
Yeah,
I'm not even that cynical. I'm not even that cynical. Jesus. All right. So that's a good, that's awesome, dude. I never knew that. All right, let's play this part.
I do.
Yoda's a bit older in this movie.
Yes, I do.
A little more hair in his ears like me.
Sick have I become. Old and weak. When 900 years old you reach, look as good you are not. Soon will I rest. Yes. Forever sleep. Earned it I have.
Master Yoda, you can't die.
Strong am I with the Force, but not that strong. Twilight is upon me, and soon night must fall. That is the way of things. The way of the Force.
But I need your help. I've come back to complete the training.
No more training do you require. Already know you. That which you need.
Really?
They really need to fill in those gaps.
Then I am a Jedi.
Not yet. One thing remains. Vader. You must confront Vader.
Right. Not beat him, but confront him.
Yeah, you confront him. Yeah.
A Jedi will you be. And confront him you will.
Master Yoda.
What? I'm trying to sleep.
Is Darth Vader my father?
Rest thy need. Yes. Rest.
Yoda, I must know.
Your father is.
Now it makes more sense why it made like a revelation. Like,
yeah, of course.
Yes. Unexpected this is. And unfortunate.
Unfortunate that I know the truth.
No. That you rushed to face him. That incomplete was your training. That not ready for the burden were you.
I'm sorry.
Remember, a Jedi's strength flows from the Force. But beware. Anger, fear, aggression. Dark side are they. Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Look. Look. Do not. Do not underestimate the powers of the Emperor. Or suffer your father's fate, you will. Look, when gone am I, the last of the Jedi will you be. Look, the Force runs strong in your family. Pass on what you have learned. There is another Skywalker.
Of course, he croaks before you can even tell him.
First, he tells him that there's only one of you left. And he tells him there's another one. So, that kind of bothered me, too. That kind of bothered me, too. Now, this is probably the only part of the movie where I get this. Well, that's the second part. When they kill Boba Fett, but the second part, I get this. Like you said, there's so many gaps. Like, it bothers me. Like, you know, it's 4 years, and then, like, you know, didn't want to tell him. Like, listen, at this point in the game, you know, you're 4 years removed. You're now you don't need any more training unless you confront your adversary. And it's like the prequels put more emphasis on the training. They just didn't throw a helmet on your head and, you know, make you blind you and block you know and block phaser shots with a little lightsaber. But there was more. I think it was more to it. I thought they could have emphasized more of the training.
And also, he waited 4 years to make sure that Vader was his father.
4 years?
Like, that's kind of a priority.
Listen, I know, I know they didn't have Ancestry.com back then, and fucking Maury wasn't given any, you know, DNA tests and shit, but come on, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, it does seem a little weird at the 4 years.
Right. Yeah, I agree. All right. So Yoda dies.
Yoda dies.
900 years old. You know, God bless. Rest in peace. But we know that they don't. He doesn't really die. He's just in his physical being dies.
Yeah.
And of course,
Obi-Wan comes out,
and the ghost of Obi-Wan comes out. You know, talks to him.
Tells him the story basically of what happened in the prequels,
right,
about how he used to fight with Anakin, and
right,
you know, he turned to the dark side, and that they had a sister, and the sister is revealed to be Leia.
Right. So now he feels creepy because he kissed his sister in two different movies.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's creepy.
Originally, though, they were supposed to add another girl in there.
They were.
Yeah. And I want to get you set up just because this is not a dialogue scene. Right there. Pause it. Okay. Can you move the bar.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. So... at 52 minutes and 56 seconds, which Lou didn't even know I was doing until... Because what we do is Lou gives me the clips. While we're talking, I cue up to the next clip. Okay?
This is great. When I read about this, I was looking for it the whole movie.
Clear as day, the rebels now are getting ready for their attack.
They're making the plan.
They're making a plan to go to...
Forest Moon of Endor.
Forest Moon of Endor, right. To blow up
The
shield generator.
Because the Death Star is above that, the new Death Star that they're building.
Yeah, the Death Star they're building is right above the Endor moon, and they have the shield generator on the moon.
So they'll have two teams. One team is going to go to the moon of Endor.
The other team will be in the sky.
In the sky that will attack the actual
Death
Star.
Which is
Lando, Nien-Nub.
Nien-Nub, yeah. Ackbar, Chewie. Oh, no, Chewie comes to Endor. I'm sorry.
Chewie comes to Endor with Han, Leia,
right,
and Luke.
People don't know is Chewie was supposed to – well, actually, Endor, the Ewoks were supposed – we'll get into the Ewoks, but Chewie was supposed to be an Ewok.
No,
the way around.
Yeah.
The Ewoks supposed to be Chewies.
Was supposed to be Wookiees, yeah.
And Kashyyyk was the name of the planet. Yep. Right, okay.
And actually, that was one of the things they got into a fight with the writer, George Lucas, because
right,
George Lucas thought that Ewoks would be more marketable.
Right.
He wanted to make toys.
Right. So at 52 minutes and 56 seconds – there's a conversation between Luke and Leia. I mean, between Han and Leia. And Leia puts her left hand on Solo's shoulder. And
you see it as clear as day.
Clear as day. The index finger is a Coke finger.
It's a Coke nail.
Coke nail. Now, for those of you who don't know what a Coke nail is, like Lou said, back in the 80s, cocaine was a hell of a drug. And it pretty much was the catalyst of keeping people awake for long periods of time, and of course killing them too, most of them anyway. A lot of actors, actresses, athletes use cocaine because they kept long hours. Her obviously being no exception. Apparently, she had a drug habit, really bad drug habit.
She had a bad one, yeah.
She had drugs, alcohol. She was like, she's in bad shape.
Her mother is Debbie Reynolds.
Her mother is Debbie Reynolds, okay. Correct. So she comes from a family of actors and actresses. Her dad is an actor too, though, wasn't he?
I'm trying to think of it, and I totally drew a blank on it.
I have to look at that up. Give me one second. Now it's going to bother me.
So at that scene where Phil was talking about, when she puts the hand in it, you could see the Coke nail.
it's
awesome, man. It's
yes. Let's see. Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher. Eddie Fisher was...
That's from a TV show, right?
He was a singer too, I think. Yeah, he was a crooner.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Right, he was a singer, Eddie Fisher. He was married to Connie Stevens.
You know, I'm thinking of Eddie's father, the courtship of Eddie's father.
That's funny. That's Bill Bixby, dude.
Yes.
fucking Lou. I love it. All right. So, now talk about the Coke deal real quick.
Oh, no, yeah. So, no, it's just...
That was it?
Yeah. I just found
that at the right point? At the perfect
point? At that point, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, that was just great little trivia there.
Okay. Second, is that 53 minutes or
yeah, that was it? That was it. Yeah, I was just showing you the nail.
Okay, all right.
So we're going to Endor now. We're moving to Endor. We're introduced to the Ewoks, speeder bikes.
Yes, you have 1 hour and two, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see.
I think that's the introduction of the Ewoks.
Yeah. Is he so? what right before the introduction of the Ewoks is the bikes.
Speed of bike chase, yeah.
Another fucking cool toy.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty much what it is. It's a speed bike.
They got it in Battlefront. They have speed of bike freaking paddles.
Don't tell me this. And I and the stormtroopers, the Endor. What class of stormtrooper was this?
Scout troopers. Now, speaking of Battlefront again. Now, while we're playing on Endor, I'm noticing that I'm on the Empire and I'm a stormtrooper. And I freaking stick out like a goddamn sore thumb with my goddamn white outfit. They didn't have camouflage.
Yeah, no. You know what, though? To be perfectly honest. But you know what, though? And I'm going to just play devil's advocate for a second. I don't think they cared. There was no other life on the planet except for the fucking, for the Ewoks.
Good point.
So, like, I mean, they're out there. They're like, listen, here's what's going on. Like, this is our turf. And nobody's here. So we're just going to set up shop. They don't want to be. They're not in disguise.
I see your point.
I see your point. Like, you know, it's like, well, if I was invading, or if I was hiding out, or building a shield generator on a remote planet, I'd want to be incognito too.
Think about our military. We go if we fight in the jungle, we have green camouflage, no matter what. We go in the desert, we have desert camouflage.
Right.
These guys go into all these different planets. They don't have kind of like a color scheme.
Right. And they also have our government. We also have places. We have tech in remote places that don't stand out. Obviously satellite dishes, and we have embassies in different countries and shit like that. Mm-hmm. My brother was in the Middle East. He served a couple tours in Iraq, and he was telling me that, you know, on his base there was like a huge embassy, you know, like in the middle of nowhere. Like they just set up shop there because it was remote to the activity that was going on. But you wouldn't normally set up an embassy in the middle of the fucking war zone. But they did, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, case in point. Mm-hmm. So now you get to meet the Ewoks.
Ewoks, I think, were happy as fuck when Jar Jar was invented because it took the hate off of them.
Yeah.
People hate the Ewoks.
The nerds, no, let's rephrase that. The fanboys and fangirls, a lot of them hate the Ewoks because of Lucas's vision of marketing.
Yeah, he wanted toys.
Nobody gave a shit about the market. We didn't give a shit about marketing. However, the people I went with to the movie theater, to this day, all they remember is the Ewoks. Mm-hmm. If you ask my uncle about that movie, the first thing I'll tell you is the Ewoks.
Yeah.
My aunt, my grandmother.
They're memorable. Yeah.
That's it. They don't care about they don't care about Vader, they don't care about Endor, they don't care about the fucking Emperor, they don't care about Mos Eisley or Max Rebo. None of that. They care or Salacious Crumb, all they care about is the Ewoks. So they're little bears, little teddy bears. They're teddy bears with headgear on. That's pretty much it.
Played by future Willow, Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis was he was the Wicked, the Ewok, right?
Wicked Ewok, yep.
All right.
Which is the main.
He's like their guy. He's not like he's not really a leader because they have a leader.
He's like, a kid basically though.
The Ewoks are very primitive. They have the elder. They have like the
yeah.
It's a very. It's almost like a tribe. A very primitive tribe. Spears. They really just live a primitive life. They don't, you know, and they're bears. You know?
They really are just teddy bears. That's the only way you can describe.
So Wicked is their scout. He's the guy who probably heads out. He looks for food. He looks for shelter. He looks for shit to do. Mm. He probably holds everybody. He's like the morale guy, you know? So here we are.
And he's also the comedy of the show, of the movie.
Yeah. It's the comedy relief to the plot of the movie. So let's get right into it.
I think you got a little bit more.
Oh, General Solo, somebody's coming.
You said 1 hour, two.
That's what I said. I think this is the one I thought was off.
Oh, okay. So let's skip to 1 hour, six, right? Here we go.
Be right after, yeah.
What the?
No! All right. Oh, hold on. Oh, there it is. Okay, hold on.
There you go. Right there.
Okay.
General Solo, somebody's coming. Yes, we went back to the same spot.
Did I? Whoa. Hold on. 106, right?
Yeah, try. No. 106 is the next, yeah, so it might be off a little bit right there.
Go back. That's what I had. I had it.
Go back a little bit now. Right there. It should be good.
She gets knocked. The leg gets knocked out. And Wicked, like, what is it? Like, poking it, jumping away, poking it, jumping away.
Cut it out!
They edit the computer, like, winking, the blinking eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, it kind of disturbed me.
Yeah. I think everybody speaks Ewok after they drink Jägermeister. Leia's like, I'm not going to hurt you. You want a bump?
Well, looks like I'm stuck here.
Not the first time.
Trouble is, I don't know where here is. Maybe you can help me. Come on, sit down.
It's growling.
I promise I won't hurt you. Now come here.
No.
All right. You want something to eat?
It's cocaine. No, it's not. It's like granola bar, I guess.
He changed his mind real quick.
He's like, yeah, I got some. He's like, oh, you bit it. I'm not going to eat it now, you savage. Hey, thanks.
Technically, he really is a savage, so you were right on the
way. Yeah.
That's my favorite Phil word.
Your favorite Phil word?
Yeah.
I'm glad I have my lexicon amuses you.
Every time somebody pisses me off, I'm like, fucking savage.
Yeah.
You're a jittery little thing, aren't you?
You should talk. She calls him jittery. She's the one with the coke habit.
What was that? Did you hear something? Did you hear something? I heard it. I think I heard it. Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
She must know she was on Endo for 20 years.
The cocaine habit grew when she went to Hoth.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That was basically just to show you hear the sounds of the Ewok.
Yeah.
How they try to really over cuteness them. Which they really did. It was totally marketing.
Yeah. So Ewoks, they're friends. Well, they're not friends yet, but
they take Leia with them.
And then the whole tribe rounds them all up.
Yeah, kidnaps Luke and Han and
Chewie. And the droids. And everybody's expecting Luke to fight them off, but Luke's like, no. Let him take us. Like, not for nothing. I'm friends with Luke Skywalker, let's say, right? And this happened to me, I'd probably snuff him. I'm not even going to lie about it. Because, listen, you're not a full Jedi yet, allegedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You disappear for 4 years, and now we're ambushed yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're letting these primate savages, who we don't know, they might eat us.
That's true.
Turns out they do eat humans, or they do eat everything that's not, you know, that it's weird to them. They'll eat it because they don't know what it is. But you're gonna just let them take me, and you have a lightsaber? Really?
They should be fur flying.
Yeah, make some fucking boots or something. Make some Jedi Uggs.
Yeah, Jedi.
Right? Come on, man. Jesus. So they get captured. You get a brief interaction between Vader and the Emperor.
Yes, that's the next thing that was going on. That was the
118?
106 it should have been. Yeah, I don't know how I got off.
No, it's 107 here.
Okay.
That's what you want, the Emperor.
Yes. There we go, right there.
Those guards are fresh.
Yeah.
So the Emperor has arrived at the space station.
Yep.
And Vader is now there to meet him, and they're going over plans that Vader won't follow through with.
Yep.
Like in the last movie.
Yep.
Right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody knows that with Vader bitching out to him.
Yeah.
you to remain on the command ship.
A small rebel force has penetrated the shield and landed on Endor.
Yes, I know.
My son is with them.
Are you sure?
I have felt him, my master.
Strange that I have not. I wonder if your feelings on this matter are clear, Lord Vader.
They are clear, my master.
Then you must go to the Centauri Moon and wait for him.
He will come to me.
I have foreseen it.
First,
his
he didn't know
his passion for you will be his undoing. He will come to you, and then you will bring him before me.
As you wish.
What are you saying?
First, he didn't feel Luke's presence, but all of a sudden he foresees him doing what he. Yeah,
it's a good point.
Yeah,
it's twice now.
Right. I'm not trying to be a dick about it. You couldn't watch this with my wife because she would pick it apart like every scene. But however, just as a observer now, as we're doing this, and you just see it more and more, you're like, ah, you know, every movie has its flaws, man. It's not a thing where
Empire.
This is true. Everybody except Empire has a flaw. However, these were just holes that I guess, or just gaps that they figured if we try to fill them, you just take up more of the movie. I'm not saying the director didn't want to write that stuff in.
It's definitely a writing, bad writing.
Yeah.
So it was just not paying attention to details.
Right, right. So.
So we're back at the Ewoks. We've got to, C-3PO gets up, and he winds up being a god.
Yeah, they think he's like a, he's sent down from somewhere else. And like, oh my god, he's the prophet. He's the guy that we're waiting for. So. All right, let's go to 118 now. They go to 118, and they put 3PO on a throne, thinking that he is the man, the myth, the legend.
That also started the whole the Wicket and R2-D2 craze, roll the T-shirts.
Yeah.
Remember that? Everybody had this when Wicket first met R2-D2.
Yeah.
The T-shirts with them, too. There it is.
Right. Oh,
that's not Wicket.
That's the other guy. So they were about to be food, and... Now it's like, you know.
Luke uses his Jedi mind trick to use.
Make 3PO seem like he's powerful.
Yeah, to make him float.
And Leia's all in the forest gear now with a hair braided all of a sudden. Like, I didn't know Ewoks were beauticians either, you know?
Yeah.
hold on a second.
That's good.
Okay, so here we are after the fact that they got freed. They're about to be dinner, so pretty much.
Yeah, they got freed now. They're celebrating. What you call it? CP3PO just finished telling them the story
the entire story. What happened?
The whole story,
imitating Vader's voice and stuff. Yeah, ooh, wow,
pretty cool.
So it's now where
it's a little bit more. So you can play, but in
okay. So
because it'll come right after that.
So
now this is going to be Luke wanders off and Leia follows him, and Luke is about to reveal his history
right here. Okay.
Leia, do you remember your mother? Your real mother?
Just a little bit. She died when I was very young.
Yeah, like hours, like minutes old.
Yeah.
Just images, really.
Strike three.
They changed that because originally it was supposed to be she was 4 years old when she died.
Yeah.
She was.
Which they changed in the prequel.
Very beautiful.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Exactly.
Sad.
She was stupid.
Why are you asking?
You remember when we were talking about that? I said when she was born, she had her eyes open.
Yeah.
And Luke had the eyes closed.
Yeah.
Never knew.
That's your explanation?
Yeah.
Luke, tell me, what's troubling you?
I don't like your hair.
Vader is here. Now, on this moon.
How do you know?
I felt his presence. He's come for me. Can feel when I'm near. That's why I have to go. As long as I stay, I'm endangering the group and our mission here. I have to face him.
Why?
He's my father.
Your father?
That's the worst news I could ever heard.
She's like, what? I'm taking too much of this shit.
If I don't make it back, you're the only hope for the Alliance.
Luke, don't talk that way. You have a power I don't understand and could never have.
You're wrong, Leia. You have that power, too. In time, you'll learn to use it as I have.
What? I'm too old.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it.
Your sister has it. Your mom has it.
My sister has
it. What did you say about my mama?
What did you say about my mama?
Yes. It's you, Leia.
I think he should have told her that first and then told her about the Darth Vader being the father.
I agree. Oh,
somehow.
By the way.
I've always known.
Then you know why I have to face him.
No. Luke, run away. Far away. If he can feel your presence, then leave this place. I wish I could go with you.
No, you don't. You've always been strong.
But why must you confront him?
Because there is good in him. I felt it. He won't turn me over to the Emperor. I can save him. I can turn him back to the good side. I have to try.
So one critical thing I have that's...
Okay.
That, I noticed watching this movie this time, like I said, like we were saying before about how we're analyzing it more.
Yeah.
Is that there's a lot of freaking long conversations in this movie.
Again, because...
To
I know,
make up for the story, I guess.
Yeah, because they have to explain everything, like,
and
you know.
Yeah, and I think that really bogs it down. I mean, people really consider like Return the action-packed one, the one that has the most action, because basically the ending is really all the action in the beginning.
Yeah,
you know, you got the beginning barge scene, and then the ending with the battle,
right?
Three different battles going on. But there was times like that one, that conversation, I felt like it was like, and Yoda too, I was like, all right, can we move on? Can we go? Can we make this a little faster?
All right. Well, it's D-Day now. You see a Star Cruiser, Imperial Star Cruiser. Is it Star Cruiser? No, the
wing shuttle.
The shuttle. I'm sorry. Yeah. Star Cruiser is the big ship. The shuttle lands. Extra footage in the special edition. You see an AT-AT walking. That wasn't in the original movie. That's just pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I have a close up of it now, which is pretty cool. That was like one of the best additions they made. So now at 123 we are now in the movie. Vader now lands on the moon.
And Luke is waiting for him.
And Luke is
at the base, yeah.
At the base.
Turns himself in.
Right.
I think it's a little bit more.
Is it? You have it as 123. Right?
This is a rebel that surrendered to us. Although he denies it, I believe there may be more of them, and I request permission to conduct a further search of the area. He was armed only with this.
The thing that you were on
good
your way,
Commander. About. Leave us. Conduct your search and bring his companions to me.
Yes, my lord.
The Emperor has been expecting you.
I know, Father.
So, you have accepted the truth?
I've accepted the truth that you were once Anakin Skywalker, my father.
That name no longer has any meaning for me.
It is the name of your true self you've only forgotten. I know there is good in you. The Emperor hasn't driven it from you fully. That was why you couldn't destroy me. That's why you won't bring me to your Emperor now.
I see you have constructed a new lightsaber. Your skills are complete.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
All of a sudden, he sees it. Psychic Friends Network.
Come with me.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
I will not turn, and you'll be forced to kill me.
If that is your destiny.
Suit your feelings, Father. You can't do this. I feel the conflict within you. Let go of your hate.
It is too late for me, son. The Emperor will show you the true nature of the Force. He is your master now.
Then my father is truly dead.
Again, my point, the long conversations, like, we could have got that over within, like, a minute.
Yeah, that took 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
Like, it felt like it was repeating itself. Yeah. Like I said, I blame it on the writing. So, you get to the comedy scene with the Ewoks jumping. The Ewok steals the speeder bike. That was like the big comic relief.
Yep. So the rebels are now making their way to engage the shield generator, and like you said, one of the scout troopers is like, "Yo, wait! This freaking Ewok, where's he going? Yo, wait!" Bikes are so fresh. They have them in Disney, too. Michael was sitting on one at the last trip we took.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Didn't it look like they were using a pedal?
Yeah.
How the fuck did their Ewok reach the pedal?
I don't know. I don't know, but you have it as 129. Is that what you wanted to play? Or
That's Emperor and Luke.
Okay.
So, yes, he brings the
So it's actually 130. Here we go. So. So now they're now they're infiltrating the shield generator, and now Luke is going to confront the Emperor.
Yeah.
Is that where we are?
Vader is bringing Luke to the Emperor.
Right.
The Emperor shows him how to turn.
Guards, leave us. I'm looking forward to completing your training. In time, you will call me Master.
You're gravely mistaken. You won't convert me as you did my father.
Oh, no, my young Jedi. You will find that it is you who are mistaken about a great many things.
His lightsaber.
Ah, yes. A Jedi's weapon. Much like your father. By now you must know your father can never be turned from the dark side. So will it be with you.
You're wrong. Soon I'll be dead. And you with me.
Perhaps you referred to the imminent attack on your rebel fleet. Yes. I assure you, we are quite safe from your friends here.
Your overconfidence is your weakness.
Your faith in your friends is yours.
It is pointless to resist, my son.
everything.
There you go.
So, yeah, he's basically telling him that he's going to, you know, he knows about the plans on that the rebels are doing. And it's all a trap. They're ready for them. The ships now are coming in to attack the Death Star.
Yep.
Right now, it's mostly battle stuff going on. This takes up most of the running time of the movie. It's just there's a battle in space going on.
Right, you have it at 140. Hold on.
Yes, that's the Emperor and Luke again.
Is it?
Yep.
Hold on. There you go, 144 is...
Yeah, just a little bit behind. Right?
Okay, no big deal.
The Alliance will die.
Yeah.
As will your friends.
Yeah, now Luke's getting all worried.
I can feel your anger. I am defenseless. Take your weapon. Strike me down with all of your hatred, and your journey towards the dark side will be complete.
It's monkey eyes. Creepy.
So what happened was they just found out, jump to that backwards a little bit.
It's all right.
The Death Star is operational. That's the part we missed. That was a little bit of, it's one of my favorite lines. I'm afraid the Death Star is quite operational.
What is that?
No, it was that scene. It was like 2 seconds before that scene that we played.
Oh, hold on. After this?
But, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Hold on. Yeah, no, we'll play it. What's going on?
No, it's backwards. Backwards.
Oh, back?
Yeah. It was before this scene that we started from. But don't worry about it. We just talk about it.
This part here?
Nah.
No?
It's literally the scene that he started.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was like 2 seconds before. It was like the thing he said right before we started it.
Okay.
So, like I said, so they find out that the Death Star is quite operational.
Mm-hmm.
It destroys the... destroys one of the rebel ships.
Right.
And now they're totally in shock because they thought the Death Star wasn't...
Yeah. But now, but the shield's getting the shield generator's getting penetrated, so... And now the battle begins with Luke and Vader.
Yes, now...
A conflict.
There is no conflict.
You couldn't bring yourself to kill me before, and I don't believe you'll destroy me now.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. If you will not fight, then you will meet your destiny.
Watch out, squad at 106.
All right.
Oh, yeah, so there's all this stuff going on right now. We're kind of just jumping into the...
Yeah, we jump to the battle and...
Yeah, what's going on right now? Lando, they're all ready to hit the Death Star, and the generator's not up.
Generator's not up.
I mean, it's not destroyed.
It's not down yet, but the air attack is now on.
Yeah, and they get...
Everybody made their way in.
Yep. They get surrounded by Star Destroyers.
Oh, yeah, which is their biggest ship.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what the Emperor was talking about, that he knew everything that was going on.
Right, he knew. He's psychic. No, he's just... But they were all ready for him anyway. But that's the thing, too. They... Again, more gaps. I didn't know. I didn't feel. But now I foresee all this happening. So this is 151. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that they're time constrained because they have to get that shield down.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get the shield down, then they're outnumbered, first of all.
And they can't even escape because it's surrounded by the Star Destroyer.
Right. So now you're outnumbered. You're surrounded. Yep. And unless that shield goes down, you have no shot.
They're done. They're done.
Done. Dunsky, right?
So this was known the most for that there was three battles going on at once.
Yes.
So you got Luke fighting Darth Vader in the Death Star. You got the battle going on Endor to destroy the shield generator.
Right.
And then Lando leading the attack with the ship on the Death Star.
Right.
So Luke is a lot more aggressive now with the lightsaber fight.
No, because he's pissed.
Yeah, and the scene that we're going to be playing next is that's going to lead up to he's hiding.
Like, because he knows he's mad because he knows he's outnumbered. He knows if they don't get that shield down, they're done.
We're going back to Luke now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mad. I mean, he's aggressive, but he's mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's mad because he knows he feels that they're outnumbered. He feels that he has to get. He didn't want to fight his dad. He just thought maybe if I talk to dad, maybe we'll square things away and we'll both kill the emperor. We'll try to fix this. Now he knows. Now he knows it's not going to happen. As my phone is like blowing up over here. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so now we get to this, right? He's hiding, you said?
Yeah, so Luke is hiding now and Vader is trying to goad him out. It's probably a little bit more. Hold on one second.
I'm not playing yet. Yeah.
So this is the Han has the plan where Chewbacca steals the AT-ST.
Another cool toy if you had it. It's like a half an AT-AT.
Yeah, called Chicken Walker.
Yeah, it's a half an AT-AT, pretty much.
Yeah. And they're able to trick the Imperials to come out, saying that they finished, everybody left.
Haha, uh-huh, that's it?
And then, no, it should be right after
this. Right after this.
Yeah. They throw some thermal detonators in there.
That's it.
They're about to destroy the generator.
They're about to blow this bitch up.
Yeah, I was definitely off a little bit.
That's all right. And now, right now, now Vader is looking for Luke in the...
Yeah, Luke is in hiding.
You cannot hide forever, Luke.
I will not fight you.
Give yourself to the dark side. It is the only way you can save your friends. Yes, your thoughts betray you. Your feelings for them are strong, especially for... sister. So, you have a twin sister. Your feelings have now betrayed her too. Obi-Wan was wise to hide her from me. Now his failure is complete. If you will not turn to the dark side, then perhaps she will.
Pissed him
off. What's that?
The music. It's got that somber.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome to see. And Luke is just hammering away on the Vader on this.
At this point, I think Vader underestimated him in terms of him being angry.
Yeah.
Because he's a little overwhelmed.
He's kind of bordering right on the dark side, Luke, on this scene.
Yeah, yeah.
He definitely is.
He's where Anakin was in the beginning of it.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, where he was in the beginning of it.
He's able to pull out it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And he just puts his work on him.
And that's it. Knocks Vader down, takes the hand off. Yeah.
So in the meantime, we cut over back to... Well, the shield generator is down now.
Right.
So now Lando, they see that the shield generator is down.
They make their way in.
They make their way in.
And that's it. But with this here, Vader gets knocked down, loses in hand, and he starts to wheeze. Like, I found that odd. Like, I was like, was he wheezing? And I rewound it. I'm like, he's wheezing.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Like, did the hand get cut off, infiltrate some mechanism in his mask? I don't know.
Let out the air?
Let out some air? Like, is it an air pocket or something? Or, you know, like the scuba gear when you up the tube,
that's
you know?
What I'm thinking. Maybe it's like a pressurized suit.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So, we were talking about the Millennium Falcon now.
Yes.
Going into the Death Star this time. Instead of going through the trench like
they're going right in. Because, and let's be honest, it was Lando's ship. Mm-hmm. So Lando can fly that puppy.
Yeah,
he's badass with it, you know? Yeah, I'm sorry, Lou.
No, but you think about it, two Death Stars, man, and they still freaking can't. Like, you build this huge, almost size of a moon. This one's supposed to be even bigger. And still one little flaw that they have is that.
Well, my theory, again, and I'll say it again. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry about that. My theory, not Siri. I said theory and my phone went off, thought it was Siri. My theory is that once again, Siri goes off again. Sorry about that. Is that they foreseen everything but underestimated it. Like all of a sudden they know that this, you know, like the Emperor foresaw this coming but was like, nah, we got this. Yeah. Vader saw it but was like, nah, we got this. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, so.
Yeah, so you said the theory about them foreseeing it.
Yeah. Just
thinking that they can, yeah. I don't know. You know, if you could have foreseen that, you didn't foresee that they were going to blow up the Death Star again?
Right. Nice. You have it at 155. This is when Lando makes his way in?
No, it's a little bit further than that. This is actually just a little joke thing. This is something they added into, you could just leave it. So right now, let's explain what's going on. The Emperor is, he says, if you're not going to join me, then you're going to die.
Right. So he uses
electricity.
Spirit hands on him. But,
yeah.
Play it?
No.
So he zaps him again. Vader's still down. Now,
Vader's getting up, and he's getting ready to,
Yeah, see, like...
Yeah, I think it's a lot further than...
Okay. You want to play this or no? No, right?
Nah, because it's just basically him making sounds.
Yeah, it's making... Yeah. So now Vader gets up behind him.
Yeah, he's still electrocuted.
He's like, oh, you know what? Now I feel a little bad. He's like, what is he doing? Father, save me. Save me. Nah, not going to happen. Nah, not going to
happen. All right, now play. Now play. Yeah, put the volume on. Vader looks at him. And they edit this in.
Yeah.
Now, young Skywalker, you will die.
Yeah, he picks up the Emperor, throws him right over the railing. Like, and instead of
he does the same exact no from Padme. No,
I wouldn't even say anything. I just would have jacked him.
And that's how it was in the original version. They edited that afterwards,
right.
On the special edition,
right?
It was so stupid. It's like, didn't he know that we hated that when he did it in the third one?
Yeah. So now you know. Hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. Life happens, but technology. Anyway, so
everybody's escaping from the Death Star now because the thing's about to blow up.
About to blow up, yeah. Luke now confronts his falling father.
Yeah, he's trying to get him onto the Imperial shuttle.
And he's like, nah, just leave me here, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. And you know what? Kind of sad that it happens that way. He's like, I want to save you, I'm already saved.
Exactly. You were right. Tell your sister she was right.
Right.
Oh, you were right about
right.
Me having
yeah.
good in me still.
Yeah.
Tells him to take off his mask so you can see him with his own eyes.
And it just looks like Archie Bunker with no hair. That's pretty much what it is.
It was disturbing when I first saw that.
Yeah, it was very creepy.
Yeah, it was.
Very,
it was
very like, creepy.
Okay, did not expect that. Very I expected creepy. Some freaking rough and tough looking guy.
Until they blow up the Death Star. You know, the rebels have it on lock. Everybody on Endor is happy. They see it.
Yep.
And the celebration begins.
All right, here we go now. There's another thing they added onto the special edition. This part they added.
Yeah. The burning of Vader's...
Well, before that, the ghost.
The ghost, yeah. They added... Well, in the original, it was only Yoda and...
No, it was Yoda, Obi-Wan, and then it was Sebastian Shaw, the guy who played the crusty old guy.
But then they added a young Anakin.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen to the...
Like, we didn't have enough of him.
Yeah. Well, thank God he didn't have any speaking parts.
Yes, that's true.
So...
Yeah, that was another bad decision that they ruined on that.
So let's review. The gaps were filled to the end, but there were so many things that were left out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a success. You know, I mean, they ended the trilogy, and I, you know, not leaving everything. I mean, they didn't leave anything unturned. However, they could have, did without the long speeches.
Yeah, it was. You had such a character driven empire. And then it was kind of like they just dropped the ball on this one, I think.
Yeah.
I noticed it more now, like I said, from doing this.
Absolutely.
It was just like, wow, it definitely was. It used to be on my top three, and now it's in number five.
Yeah.
Still not as bad as Attack of the Clones. I think that was...
Attack of the Clones, well...
We realized that more than ever the show.
Yeah.
That
was the worst one?
Fucking horrible.
Yeah, people said Jedi was the worst, but no.
Yeah.
No, people even say Phantom Menace was the worst. I say no.
Nope,
definitely Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
Definitely Clone Wars. So this has been fun, man. I got to tell you, I don't think we're done.
No, we're not.
I think Lou and I pretty much scratched a huge surface of what we're going to do. I know for a fact that we're coming back to do something for episode 7.
Yes.
We'll be at episode 7 together. I know The Rant is doing some stuff with the Christmas show, so we'll probably be on that. When they give me a date, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
You can come on, and we'll do that and make fun of B. Arthur, which would be fun. It's always fun to make fun of B. Arthur. However,
B. Arthur porn.
B. Arthur porn, yeah. this has been fun. The entire summer was fun.
Yes.
I wish we could do more. I mean, here's the thing. You know, we could. This really wasn't, a podcast about telling you about the movie, so to speak. It was pretty much our perspective of it as a retrospect, looking back on certain things and telling you and narrating the movie. We weren't going to break down like we did with New Hope, because I thought, I figured maybe if we did that, then we might, but I think it was taken away from what we were doing.
And educated with some useless trivia.
Yeah, I hope what you get out of this is two old guys that love Star Wars, that grew up with it, that now it's coming back, that I really hope you guys have a new appreciation for this amazing piece of film. Hands down the best series of movies ever. It'll go down in history as the greatest, one of the greatest stories in Hollywood ever told. You know, I don't think anything will come close to this. They'll replicate it. They'll imitate it, which is the best form of flattery, but it'll be the greatest story ever told.
You can only do it once.
Right.
And it was.
We can only hope episode 7 is everything it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. Got high hopes for that one.
So we'll be back. I promise you that. Let's play the outro and start wrapping this up.
Yep.
So, I want to thank Lou for coming on with us and doing this. It's been great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And like I said, we're not done.
I got some ideas that I want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget rantemradio.com, geeksintheindustry.com, all the stuff there. The Wrestling Fan, go to turnbuckle-throwbacks.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, cheap plugs. Hit Lou and up on the Facebook page or on Facebook on The Rant, and we have a Star Wars retrospective page. Whatever, man. We'll see you soon. We'll see you in a couple of weeks for episode 7. Hopefully we'll have a nice review and we'll be as happy as we are now about it. All right? You guys all take care of yourselves. May the Force be with you. And I don't know. God bless. Peace out. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.